Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. This is Vera. As you know, Natalie is currently on a break, but I am very lucky to have the opportunity to speak with Isaac Salcido, who will go into who he is in just a minute. I can tell you that he is very well versed in all things life insurance and just rounding out the whole package to make sure you and your family are protected. He is the owner, along with his wife, Arc Capital Financial. So, Isaac, we're really, really happy to have you on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Vera, for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. So we're going to just jump right into it because off the episode, you mentioned I'm in life insurance. I'm a talker. So we want to make sure that we keep it under 20 minutes if possible. So I want to ask you, first and foremost, if you wouldn't mind sharing what led you to be in life insurance. I know you have a personal story that you've shared with others. And if you don't mind sharing it with our audience as well, we'd really appreciate it.
100%. I never wanted to be in life insurance. I got tricked into it. I was first started in banking at 17, started growing in that bank. Then I moved to San Diego from Arizona. I'm from the border town of Sonora and Arizona. I moved to San Diego to take care of my grandparents, and I needed flexibility, Vera. The banking 8-to-5 wasn't cutting it because I needed to take care of my grandparents. So I started looking for different financial positions, but I wanted to stay in that world. So I found life insurance, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what life insurance was, annuities. I didn't know anything. But I started learning, got educated, started educating, and just fell in love with the industry overall.
Well, you've mentioned that you didn't know what it was. So now you're a professional in that industry, but most of us in the normal world, well, I'm in insurance too, so I won't say me, but everyone else, they don't know what life insurance is, or we have an idea based on the commercials or whatever networking functions that we go to. But can you give us a little bit for people who potentially are exploring the idea of getting life insurance or have been told that they should, but they still aren't? What are some messages that you can share with them? Because I think there's still a lot of confusion as to why they should get life insurance and what kind they should get.
Right. So, you know, when you buy a car and you're about to take your brand new, let's say Tesla home, before you leave the lot, you've got to have insurance, right? Why? Because what's the number? There's risk, right? Out there in the world, there's risk. So I believe that we should be the same way. As soon as the baby's born, before we take it out of the hospital, we should say, let's insure this baby. Unfortunately, in the world of life insurance, we don't have that. So life insurance has always been geared towards the affluent. Okay, that's why there's so many tax benefits to it. And normally people that want tax benefits are people that pay a lot in taxes. So just recently it opened up and they created products for middle class to low income class America. So now everybody has access. So that's where now we hear everywhere, but we're asking ourselves, my grandparents didn't have this. My parents don't have this. I think I should, because I'm the first one that went to college. I'm the first one with a doctorate degree. I think I should get something, but I don't know what. So very simple, Vera. Very simple. There's two products in the world of insurance. There's term product. And what does that mean? What that means is a product that's going to cover you for a term, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And there's a permanent product. What does that mean? A product that can be there for you for the rest of your life. The question I always get, which one is better?
Right.
The answer is the one that's in place the day you die.
Right. Yeah, obviously that's right. Yeah.
So in reality, right. I always like to tell people, right. It's imagine a Honda Civic and a big diesel truck, right. It depends on the road, right. If I'm going to be traveling to San Diego from Dallas, I better take my Honda because I'm going to save on gas. It's just everything. If I want to go hunting or wherever I want to go, right. Camping, where should I take my truck? So the real scenario, the real question for you as a consumer should be, where am I going when it comes to my life and what are my needs? Because everybody has different needs. Mm-hmm. So you're only either going to buy something term or something permanent. Simple.
And well, let's talk about now. I want to be really clear that this isn't like an episode where we're like, go get life insurance. We're not selling anything here. It's really just like about being financially savvy with your money. Exactly. And life insurance is also a vehicle for investment, right? Mm-hmm. But in terms of your needs, you and your wife just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And so what did that change for you with regards to your own policies, with regards to, you know, maybe investing or investing less? And we're also in a time frame of inflation. What mm-hmm. has all of that changed for you? And what have you noticed clients or prospective clients also saying to you? Is there fear there? Are they more willing to protect themselves? What can you shed light on that?
Right. So right now, this is financial savvy in 20 minutes, right?
Right.
So let me give you more of that. So what's the number one reason, Vita, why people fall into bankruptcy?
They don't budget themselves. Well, it depends if you're super wealthy and you want to just declare a loss, right? But if you're not, I would say
normal human being,
something went wrong and overspend, maybe a divorce, and they didn't budget themselves. They didn't have the money saved or an emergency fund or anything like that.
Okay. So the number one reason, and those are all good guesses. The number one reason is a health scenario, a health issue. Health issue. Number two scenario is a divorce. Okay. So the number one scenario, the reason why you would stop working is because you can't work. Mm-hmm. And normally, let's say you get diagnosed with cancer. You can't work, but now income goes down and the expenses go up because chemotherapy is not cheap.
Right.
So what I do when it comes to packaging these plans for families, it's always important for me to add benefits in case you become sick. Because for me, the number one thing is not only protecting you on the aspect of dying, but how can I protect you while you're alive? So that's a question you should ask. Because if you're a real estate investor, stock trader, building your business, that's where you're putting all your eggs, right? In your business, your marketing business, digital business, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you need to understand that if you can't work because you're sick, your goals, dreams, your net worth growing goes to nothing, right? Cancer killed Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. So the number one thing that you need to be looking into is, what has my family had? Do I have a history of cancer? Should I have a cancer policy? Mm-hmm. Should I add a life insurance policy with some living benefits? Because the number one thing you want to make sure you nip in the bud is, if I get sick, how am I going to take care of that?
Right.
Number one. That's the approach when it comes to protecting your assets, right? Mm-hmm. You're losing your home, losing your cars, losing your business. How do we protect it? Number one scenario is make sure you take care of your health. Two, communicate with your spouse.
What? Right. You mean you guys have to talk about money and life and death? What a novel idea.
really. When you communicate with your partner, that's mm-hmm. the biggest investment you can make. Mm-hmm. In reality, having a really great relationship with your partner is not only going to align your financial goals, how you're going to protect your family overall, but most importantly, you're not going to be part of that 60% that gets divorced and ruins your financial well-being. So in reality, these are the conversations I'm having with my clients.
wait, let's just recap really quick. So the number one thing that leads to bankruptcy is a health issue. And number two is divorce.
Yes.
Because what you're saying is after that, that's what triggers that waterfall of money just going out the window and nothing's coming in. Now, you mentioned something about living benefits. Can you give us a little bit about what that means for somebody that doesn't understand?
So you want to look at it as a burger, right? And I know you're
an impossible burger, a beyond burger.
So if you go to everybody else, right? If you go to the a restaurant, right? And you buy a burger and you say, add bacon. They're going to say the bacon is going to be $2 more. But then your burger might taste better. You might be happier, etc. in the world of insurance, right, the add-ons are called riders. So sometimes you can buy a burger, meaning a policy, that you could add benefits, like if I get terminal illness, do I get coverages? Mm-hmm. If I fall and I can't work, do I get benefits? Do if for whatever reason I get a chronic illness, right? Do I get some benefits? So most of the products, almost 99.9% of the products that I try to offer to my clients have to have those benefits. Why? Most of the time you're gonna get sick before you pass away. Might as well make sure you're taken care of in that process. Mm-hmm. Did I answer your question?
You did. Okay. And with regards to a couple starting out, let's mm-hmm. say neither one has a policy yet, or you can say one has a term policy. I don't know, whatever common scenario you typically have. What is their biggest fear or their biggest question? Is it not being able to pay it? Do people think that life insurance is really expensive? What is like a barrier that stops people from getting life insurance?
It's always education, Vita, because everything we do as human beings is for someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always whenever you say, or successful individuals, or even not even successful, normal individuals that go to work every day to pay their bills is to make sure that the wife is good. If the wife is working and doing everything she can, it's because she wants the husband to be good. And those are the type of human beings we normally are. Mm-hmm. If we marry someone or we're with someone, it's because we want them to be happy, right? Mm-hmm. So we're egotistical in that way where we think we are going to make them happy, right?
Right.
So that's not the way, right? But at the end of the day, that's kind of like, I want to make sure my wife is good. So most of the time, what I see with, and I'm going to say 30-year-old married couples, what they want to do is they want to make sure that if something happens to any of them, at least the house is paid off. That's most of the time the initial conversation. They're not thinking mm-hmm. further ahead. When it comes to 45 to 55 year old couples, right? What is their need? Now they're thinking about retirement. They're 55, they're gonna retire in 10 years. So that's when they start asking, what can we do to accumulate for retirement? Mm-hmm. And when I retire, how can I start withdrawing this money? So then that's when we have a different type of conversation. Mm-hmm. They're also pretty worried about, my kid is about to get accepted to Berkeley, and I told them I was going to pay that bill and it's going to be $50,000 a year. So I need to find a way. Mm-hmm. 65 to 72 year old couples, right? Most of the time they are worried about health, because now their uncle passed away of cancer, their friend passed away. Now they have actually seen, and through time you gather wisdom. Mm-hmm. So at that point, now they're actually looking at, I need to protect my health, number one. Number two is everything that I acquired, how can I pass this on to my sons, my grandkids? So that's when there's a estate planning conversation we have with them. Mm-hmm. We help those three types of individuals, right? Number one is the young couple trying to just make sure we do the minimum most of the time, right?
And the house is covered in case something happens, basically.
Yes. How can we protect the assets that we're little by little acquiring? Number two is how can we protect our kids, right? And create a better future. And the three is how can we make sure we're good, because if we're not good, our kids are not going to be good. Mm-hmm. And how can we pass this on? Mm-hmm. So those are the three different type of conversations. And guys, if you're out there, you need to make sure you are mitigating risk. Most hedge funds, right? Any investor is always mitigating risks to make sure that what can we get? What's the healthiest interest that we can get with the least amount of risk? That's mm-hmm. what your advisor should be doing for you. The issue, Vita, is that most financial advisors don't know nothing about insurance.
Right.
And that's where there's an issue. You know, that's where there's discrepancies. Mm-hmm. So
that's very interesting, because I find that insurance is actually a fantastic vehicle for investment, for saving. And you're right, it's not really a conversation that is discussed. I think that people forget that insurance falls under finance. So it's very interesting how the two are separated, except for the ones that, you know, are financially savvy. And that's why we have this episode. But what is your experience currently with inflation? Are you getting less calls? Are you getting more calls? Are people like, oh, I don't know if I can afford to add more benefits to my policy? What's been your experience?
I Look, so the experience has been we like any type of business, you shift on the type of products you're selling, right? So maybe when everything is good, Toyota sells these big trucks, right? And they're 100K. But when the market shifts, now they start selling more Corollas, right? It's normal. So most of the time for us, and something to understand, you financial savvy individuals, is I'm not a financial advisor, but when it comes to the market slowly going up, you buy tech stocks because those are the ones that go up the highest. When the market is looking like it's going down, you have to shift your portfolio to food and healthcare. Why? It doesn't matter if the market is going down, the diabetes person needs his insulin and he's going to have to take it. It doesn't matter that the market is down, we need to eat. So that's where you are balancing your portfolio. So for us, interestingly enough, as our capital, right, the needs have shifted, and we have shifted also to the products that are needed in this type of environment. So it's been more health driven products, not more accumulation products. Now we have a couple of savvy, right? It's all about savvy clients. So we have a lot of different investors that they're always looking at, Isaac, I got 30 or 100 or some amount of money in my bank, and I notice how inflation is kicking my butt, and I don't want it to kick my butt. Where can I put that money to grow a 5 to 6 to 7% interest so at least it's growing with me? And that's where we've been creating products so that we can at least create these on your own type of bank with a proper type of interest so that it could help you through this high inflation environment that we find ourselves in today.
Wow, this has been, I mean, 20 minutes again, financially savvy in 20 minutes. So we do have to end it at some point, right? So Isaac, if somebody wants to contact you to discuss this further, to get information, full disclosure again, we're not telling anyone to do anything or, you know, buy anything. It's really just, as always, we just bring the knowledge and the people to give you the information. But where can people access you?
They can definitely access me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, my email, Vita, if you can put my email here. It's all
Yes.
about conversations, right? So the idea is you want to make sure that when you talk to someone that's in the sector, if he doesn't start the conversation with what's your plan for the future, right? If he starts talking about one product, run away. Because it's never about a product. It's always about what you need for your specific needs. So text me, call me. I'm here. I love having these conversations. And thank you so much for the invite, Vita.
Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.